very much enjoy the things that Brother Danny has brought to our attention tonight. Song of Solomon is one of my favorite books in the Old Testament because of that beautiful picture that it shows us between Christ and His bride. I did try my best tonight to situate myself behind some people and hide, scoot down and hide as well as I could. And when I saw Brother Danny come in, I thought, well, surely I'm off the hook now. But I have enjoyed the things that have gone before and hope that you will continue to pray that the Lord might bless us for a little time. I have a very simple, short thought on my mind to share with you tonight. It comes from the book of the Revelation, chapter 19. And I don't know about you, but anytime somebody stands up and says, I'd like to speak to you from the book of Revelation, I get a little nervous. This is elementary stuff. I'm not going to get into the beast and any horns and anything like that. I just want to, in conclusion, share a wonderful thought with you tonight. Revelation chapter 19 and verse 6 says, I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, as the voice of a mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. When I read this opening line to this verse, it made me think of what we might see on television along college, about college football season. You see the stands in a college football stadium filled with people. I've only been to a couple of college football games in my life, but the sound and sitting in the stands, there's really not much talking to anybody next to you. You have to shout to them in order to have any conversation. You have to holler back and forth, because the sound of that great multitude of people in that, just in that one stadium, wherever it might be, is so drowning out. It's such a bold and loud sound. You know, some people have charged me. I don't know if you've ever had this happen with you, but I had one of my best friends at the chalk mine one time. We were talking about our different beliefs, and he said, Hadaway, I don't believe that God has, that there's going to be no chosen few in heaven. He mentioned the phrase chosen few. I said, we don't believe that either. We don't believe in a chosen few, do we? We believe in a great multitude, as innumerable as the sands of the seashore, as incountable as the stars in the heaven. I remember one time John saw thousands and thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. I don't know how many that is. That's more than I can count. This is a voice of many waters, a great sound of great thunderings in heaven. It's the people of God. I believe there could be a number of things that this is pointing to, but what's on my mind tonight is what they're saying. Mighty thunderings, great multitude, the voice, as it were, of many waters, and what they say is, Hallelujah! The Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah means praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, we don't hear, I'm thankful tonight to hear some amens and some yes and some, I'm thankful that's encouraging to the preacher, and it's also encouraging to the congregation, but it's glorifying to God when somebody says amen. It wouldn't bother me tonight if somebody had the inclination to say hallelujah. I could think of one person that might would say that tonight. Hallelujah simply means praise the Lord. And it's not only an exclamation. The word hallelujah is not only an exclamation that says praise the Lord, but it's an imperative. I mean, it's telling us what to do. And it really means praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Why? Why ought we to praise ye the Lord? Because the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. He's the Lord. That word just simply means He's the ruler. He's the ruler of it all. And He's God, a good God. Aren't you glad God's a good God? A benevolent God, a merciful God, a gracious God, a God of all grace. He's a ruler and He's good. You know, this world has seen many rulers, but a lot of them are wicked despots, aren't they? In history, you read about a lot of rulers. Well, the ruler that you and I have come to worship tonight is good, and He's kind, and He's benevolent, and He's loving, and He's merciful, and He's omnipotent. That means He's all-powerful. I mean, there's nothing too hard for the Lord. Aren't you glad tonight to come to Cool Springs Church and worship a Lord God that there's nothing too hard for? I don't know what's on your mind and what's on your heart. I don't know the troubles that you faced. I don't know what's right around the corner. But I know this, there's nothing too hard for the Lord.
Amen.
And He, tonight, as the ruler, and as the God of all grace, and as the omnipotent one, He reigns.
Amen.
It doesn't say, the text doesn't say, the Lord God omnipotent reigned.
Amen.
That would be true. That would be a true statement.
Right.
The Lord God omnipotent has always reigned, don't you know? Since before He said, let there be, He's always been on the throne. He's always been ruler, and He's always been God, and He's always been omnipotent. And He's always reigned. Always. There's never been a time, or there's never been a speck in time or eternity that the Lord hasn't reigned.
Amen.
And it doesn't say that the Lord God omnipotent will reign. We're not waiting for King Jesus to come back and establish a kingdom. He's already done it. We're not waiting for a time that the Lord's going to come back and that He's going to sit on the throne and reign. He is going to reign forever and ever and ever and ever. Psalm 145 mentions a phrase like that. Let me flip there real quickly and get that. I can find it. Psalm 145, verse 13. David is speaking to the Lord. He says, Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and Thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. It's everlasting. It was from eternity to eternity. We can rejoice tonight that the Lord has always reigned. And we can rejoice tonight that He will always reign. But you know what I'm happy to rejoice in tonight? That He's reigning right now.
Amen.
He reigneth. He is sitting right now on the throne of heaven. And He's superintending. And He's reigning. I'm thankful we've come to a place tonight that believes that, don't you? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know why? Because He reigns. While we're in Psalms, let me back up just a little bit. There's a few chapters right before Psalm 145. Psalm 93 begins this way. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength. He's omnipotent. He's the King. Wherewith He has girded Himself, the world also is established, and it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old. He's always been the King, right? He's always reigned. Thy throne is established from old. Thou art from everlasting. Psalm 97 begins the same way. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Because you have a God in heaven who is Lord, He's the ruler, and He's good, and He's kind, and He's loving, and He's benevolent, and He's gracious, and He's merciful, and He's all-powerful. That means there's nothing too hard for Him. And right now, He is doing what He pleases to do in the armies of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay His hand or say unto Him, what doest thou? He reigneth. He reigneth. Isaiah 52. There's a verse there that says, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of them that bring good tidings. That's good news. Isn't it good news that the Lord God omnipotent reigneth? That's good news, isn't it? How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of them that bring good tidings and that publish peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publish salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth.
Amen.
That's a wonderful, brethren, you and I, we have the greatest job. I don't want to call it a job. We have the greatest calling that there could be. We get to tell Zion, thy God reigneth.
Amen.
Blessed be His holy name tonight. May God bless you.
Amen.